Ted Kennedy, states deserve the power to restrict cigarette advertising. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, our listeners must be surprised to learn that a 21-year-old federal law prohibits states and local governments from restricting cigarette advertising. That law is a dinosaur in today's climate. It survives in the statute books because of the power of the tobacco lobby and its stranglehold on Congress. But their grip is weakening. Citizens are demanding action against brazen cigarette ads that exploit women, minorities, and children, using seductive and dishonest ads that encourage them to smoke. Free speech is not the issue. The Supreme Court gives states broad leeway to protect public health by restricting cigarette advertising or banning it altogether. There's no constitutional right to display giant cigarette ads at sports events, on the sides of city buses, or on billboards beside schools. Stand up to the tobacco lobby, Al, all 6 feet, seven of you. Repeal this obsolete federal law that muzzles the states.
I'd have been a lot taller if I hadn't smoked. Ted, all 6 foot 7 inches of Al Simpson is anti-cigarette and anti-smoking. I used to be an old three-pack-a-day man myself. Then I rammed those old butts into the ashtray for the last time. The air is a little cloudy, Ted, because Secretary of Health and Human Services Sullivan has left you standing behind in a trail of smoke. Sullivan has already been doing the work to end cigarette advertising targeted at women, minorities, and children. But the real smokescreen here is your ultra-liberal need to control whatever can be advertised. Ted, it's not just the ad that's bad. It's the stuff inside those coffin nails that addicts, the old nicotine. What the American people need is more education on the cruddy side effects of smoking and a good example to follow. How about you, Ted? When are you going to give up that nasty old cheroot of yours? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the after effects of exposure to Agent Orange. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.